few weeks ago, Joe and I shared kind of expectations around our Sunday gatherings and the kind of key elements or ingredients that we really want to be intentional about to make the most of our times together, particularly on a Sunday morning. And just over these holiday Sundays, just wanted to kind of dig into a few of those. So we're going to be looking at, and it's really about equipping the saints, equipping you for the work of ministry, for the things that God wants to invite you to participate with him in doing for other people here and outside of the church. And so we're going to be looking at how we can minister and care for other people and each other. We're also going to be looking at fellowship and just what's the power that God uses fellowship for. And today, looking at around a kind of creative way of looking at the ministry of teaching and helping people to grow through God's word. And our life, our mission here as a church is to transform life through Jesus. And I love the way the word of God transforms us. So what I wanted to do this morning in our time together, so we're going to look at how can we allow God's word to transform us? How does that happen? What's the main purpose of the Bible? How can we enjoy reading, hearing God's word? And most importantly, the main thing I want to focus on is that last one. How can we share God's word with other people? But I just love the power of God's word. And I think the most profound experience was back when I was a fairly early Christian days, and I'd gone over to Perth to help set up an employment service for a church over there, and was flying back and had 3 hours to kill, and thought I might just read a book of the Bible. So I got out my Bible and went Book of Romans. Never read the Book of Romans before, and it was a 3-hour flight, and so I just read through Romans in that place and time, and it was just an incredible experience. I just remember, the thing I remember most is feeling angry because I had such a strong, clear understanding of this thing about sin and temptation and grace and freedom that God can only bring, and how, you know, sin's not us, it's just in us, but there's an antidote through Christ and it's a free gift. And I was just like, why hasn't anybody ever told me this? It's like, this is too good to be true. And I was just like, my heart was pumping and I'm just going, why didn't... Anyway, afterwards, after I had calmed down, God's kind of reassured me. People probably have tried to tell you this. And there's something about, you know, revelation that comes when your heart's postured right sometimes. But yeah, just want to encourage us. In Paul's letter to Timothy, you've been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood. They've been giving you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by Christ, trusting in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God. In all Scripture is useful to teach us what is true, to make us realize what's wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we're wrong, teaches us to do what's right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. And again, in, you know, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, just how, what a weapon God's word is, and how he's given us all that we need to be able to stand in the face of a very real enemy of God. Put on every piece of God's armor so you'll be able to resist that enemy. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth, the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you'll be fully prepared. In addition to all these things, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all times and on every occasion. And as the message has it, you know, God's word is an indispensable weapon at our disposal. So I just want to, if I can get you together in, ideally in groups of three. If not three, then in two. So if you want to sit this one out, that's fine. Just look at your shoes. But if you could just look around and just to get together with one or two other people, just in pairs or threes. Okay? And looking around, shuffling seats, tapping people on shoulders, whatever's needed to do. And if you can just briefly discuss how does God's word actually transform us? How does that happen? And what are some ways that we could share God's word with people? How could that happen? All right, just give you a couple of minutes just to talk through those two questions. Thank you. Such a gift, and it does have this power to change us. As the writer to the Hebrew says, for the word of God is alive and it is powerful. It's sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow, and it exposes our inner thoughts and desires. Who's found that experience? Reading it, it's like, that's me. That's the thing I'm going through. That's why I'm battling with that thing. And the really significant verse is Romans 12, chapter 2, which says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. It's not just about information, it's about transformation. It's not just about a rule book for life. It's something that, you know, that word transform is the metamorphosis, the changing into a new creation through changing the way we think. And God's word helps us line up and go, well, what are the behaviours and customs of this world that we're so immersed in? We've got to be really careful of how we live according to God's word and how that, how that helps us to overcome the limitations of the way the world makes us think and therefore behave. Just got a really helpful short video, guy by the name of Kyle Alderman. Some of you may notice he's familiar with way back in the day. We did a couple of Connect Group series, the H2O experience and also the Easter experience. But yeah, he's just had some really good teachings. It's just like about a three or four minute video with a short cartoon that just I found really helpful to understand the way God wants to transform our minds and our hearts and our lives.
What we want is transformation, not just information. Jesus understood this. That's one of the reasons he taught in parables. I think some people in his day thought his stories about seeds and farmers and pearls and nets were a bit strange. Some of the religious leaders thought they were a little silly and childish. But Jesus knew that stories engage our minds differently than straight facts. They force us to think about what we think about. When we hear a story, our brains create new neural pathways as we process the metaphors and the meaning. We're not just receiving information through the story, we're engaging with it, wrestling with it, applying it to our lives. So I want to share a parable with you. It's a story about the battle that's happening in our minds every day. As you watch, think about your own thought patterns, your own strongholds. What parts of this story reflect your own journey? What strongholds need to fall in your life?
In the rolling hills of a distant land, there stood a great city called Mentis. This city was unlike any other, for it existed within the mind of every person. At the center of Mentis, atop the highest hill, loomed an imposing fortress known as the Stronghold of Lies. For generations, the people of Mentis lived in the shadow of this stronghold. Its walls were built from bricks of false beliefs, cemented together with years of reinforced thinking. The fortress was guarded by fear and pride, who turned away any who dared to question its authority. One day, a humble messenger named Truth arrived at the gates of Mentis. He carried with him scrolls of wisdom from the Gray King who ruled over all the cities of the mind. Truth called out to the people, "The king sends word that you need not live under the tyranny of the stronghold. He offers you freedom and a new way of thinking." Many of the citizens, however, were too afraid to listen. They had lived so long under the influence of the stronghold that its lies felt like safety. Some even attacked Truth, driven by fear and pride. But there was one young woman named Hope who heard Truth's words and felt a stirring in her heart. Despite the warnings of her fellow citizens, she approached Truth and read the scrolls he carried. As Hope read, she felt as if scales were falling from her eyes. She saw the stronghold for what it truly was, a prison of deception. With newfound courage, she decided to help Truth spread the king's message. Together, Truth and Hope began to chip away at the foundations of the stronghold. It was hard work, and often they felt overwhelmed by the task. The stronghold had stood for so long that many believed it to be indestructible. Slowly but surely, more citizens joined their cause. Love brought his warmth to melt the cold hearts turned hard by lies. Faith provided the strength to persevere when the task seemed impossible. Grace offered forgiveness to those who had long defended the stronghold. As more people accepted the truth, bricks began to fall from the stronghold's walls. Fear and pride found themselves outnumbered by a growing army of believers armed with the king's wisdom. Finally, after much struggle and perseverance, the last wall of the stronghold crumbled. With Truth's help, the people learned to guard their minds against new lies that might try to rebuild that old fortress. And so the city of Mentis was transformed. The message spread to other cities, and soon a great revolution of truth swept across the land, one liberated thought at a time.
I just find that so helpful. Just a couple of things for me is, one, that it's that chipping away, and it's that consistent, again, allowing God's word to challenge the way that we do think, to line up with his. And I just think, you know, our mission in partnering with Jesus is to bring the kingdom to earth, and it comes one truth at a time, overcoming one lie at a time. And, you know, it's just this beautiful thing that we get to carry and to share the truth. The only challenge about God transforming us through his word is that really only happens if we actually read it. That's the problem. There's, you know, occasionally we can get other people to read bits for us or listen to a sermon or whatever else, but, and you know, if I'm honest, I've often gone weeks where I've haven't read God's word other than for work purposes, not for, you know, for me and my relationship with God. And it doesn't just automatically happen. It doesn't seem to jump off the shelf and follow us around. And so I just really want to encourage you to actually access God's word. And, you know, doing it first thing in the morning is proven to shape the way that your day actually unfolds. And so it's so helpful to start even just a verse, even the verse of the day on the Bible app is so useful. But I think it's helpful to have an approach, a plan. How do you read it? Where, you know, just to kind of ask God, what books should I be reading? How should I go about it? Should I read a verse at a time, a chapter at a time. I know I've been encouraged, you know, one way of reading the Bible is that there's very helpfully 31 books in Proverbs and there's 150 books in Psalms. So if you want to read over a month one book of Proverbs and five Psalms, you'll get through a whole lot of information and poetry that can really transform you. But I think the gift that has helped me to really enjoy and engage myself in God's Word has been YouVersion Bible app. Anybody here got the YouVersion Bible app? Just really, if you haven't yet got it, I really encourage you to join it, to download it. And if you do it in the near future, you might be the 1 billionth customer of YouVersion. There's 959 million downloads of this free gift. And I just honour Life Church and Craig Rochelle, who pay about 70 full-time staff to develop this and to continue to build this. And it's such a useful thing where, and some of it's just its features, is that you get to read different passages and there's Bible plans and all sorts of tools on this YouVersion app. You can read the passages. The other beautiful thing is that it's got, many of the translations have audio, so you can just have someone play to you. So my drives out to Claridice and back, I just get someone to read the Bible to me. It's brilliant. And then there's about 30 or 40 different translations that you can read through or compare. And the other really helpful thing is the plan. So there's lots of different plans if you want to read a particular book, a New Testament, Old Testament. I'm going through the whole Bible in a year, so it just kind of dishes it up in good-sized portions, and I can just, it's such a gift. So I just really encourage you, the YouVersion Bible app, either on App Store or Google Play, so helpful, makes it so much easier to get access to God's Word at your fingertips. All right. The main purpose of God's Word, we had Alpha recently, which was just beautiful, and we had a session on reading God's Word, and there was just this short clip by Nikki Gumbel that just was such an encouraging reminder of what is it about God's Word. There's so much in it, so much history, so much poetry, prophetic, revelations. What is it actually all about? And I just love the way that he describes the main purpose of God's Word. Just while we watch this 3-minute video, I'll get Nikki and some friends just to give you a handout that we'll kind of finish with today, you want to work through.
God has spoken, but also through the Bible, God still speaks. The Bible has been described as a love letter from God. When you receive a letter from someone you love, you keep the letter. I've kept every single letter that my wife Pippa has ever written to me. Not because the letters are important, but because of the person who wrote it. And Jesus said this, "You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me. Yet you refuse to come to me to have life." And the Bible is a communication from the person we love. If you like, it's a love letter from God. And that's what makes it so exciting to read. Jesus makes this point that the purpose of the Bible is not just to study the Bible for itself, but the purpose of the Bible is to bring us into a relationship with Jesus Christ. He says the whole purpose of this book is to bring you into a relationship. And that relationship is what matters.
Again, so simple, profound. The motivation for us to read God's Word is to understand how it's all pointing us towards Jesus and the day-to-day relationship he wants to have with us. So the final thing I want to just look at is enjoy sharing God's word. And this is a method of sharing God's word that we had some training in a couple of years ago, and I've just found so helpful, particularly connecting with people outside of church. And just the opportunity of looking at a very small piece of the Bible, and it's not about me teaching them what the Bible means. It's about exploring the Bible together. It's really allowing the truth to reveal itself to people. So it's not about having to explain the context, the background, how it relates to the rest of the Bible. It's just to allow the truth of God's word to be revealed for ourselves. So I just want to kind of step us through, if that's okay. So you've got on your handout just pretty much how it rolls. So it's, just to quickly go over it, it's to find a passage. Again, stories from Jesus. Jesus was just such a brilliant teacher, and his stories are just so profound and have so much to them that that's often a good place to start. But you could be reading through a whole chapter and just picking 10 verses at a time and doing it with that. But just with another person or in threes, just read through it aloud. Then ask somebody else to read it. And if there's another translation, which conveniently has been provided you this morning, read it through again. Then turn over your Bible or the page and just together retell the story as kind of accurately. What are all the key parts of that from memory? And then just read through the passage again, just without, not out loud. And then we'll go into some questions. So if we can just do that first bit together. So if you can, in your pairs or threes, if you can get somebody to read the passage aloud, then get somebody else to read it in the other translation, then turn it over and just between you, retell the story from what you remember. Okay? Enjoy. Thanks for your participation. I hope that you're getting something out of this in a fresh way. Feel free to take the page with you. And if there's somebody at home or that you can use one or the other, do the other story with at some other time, just to kind of give that tool an opportunity to speak into the lives of people and for people to kind of get a revelation of God for themselves. But thank you for being here this morning. I'll just invite you just in your groups, if you can just pray for each other, if there's any specific needs, or just praying that we just enjoy the gift of God's word, to have faith that it does actually transform us more and more to become like Jesus, and that it's a gift that he gives us to share with other people in micro doses or big chunks, however he wants to do it. But I just bless you in the name of Jesus. And if there's anything that any of our leaders can be praying for, we'll be out the front afterwards if you want to come and see us as well. But otherwise, just finish up, pray for each other, enjoy morning tea, and be generous with yourselves. Thanks, friends.